The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Executive Director Ray Andrewson. Great to be with you here today. And we always bring you these podcasts every other week. We highlight businesses, small, medium, large, with a variety from manufacturing, retail, service, healthcare, you name it, we talk about it right here on this podcast. And if you've been dealing with insurance companies or if you've had an issue with some damage in your property at some point, this is your podcast to listen up very carefully. We have a company right here, member of our Quinnipiac Chamber, Claims For You LLC. And two gentlemen have established this program and for you because sometimes insurance companies don't always cover what they should. And you need to know how you can get the full restoration for your property for water, fire, and other damages as well. Joining us here are the Tolls, if you will. Damon Tolls, he's director of Claims For You LLC. Damon, welcome. It's good to have you here.
Good morning. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And Lamar, it's always great to have you here too. Property claims loan adjuster. And you have a PCLA designation.
Correct. Likewise, Ray, and pleasure having me. Thank you for taking me on.
You bet. So I want to start, actually, Damon, I'm going to start with you, and then Lamar, I'm going to bring you into the conversation in a second, too. Just sort of an idea of what claims adjustment is. I think some folks are not understanding what it is and why your type of service exists. So explain it to me.
Sure. Yeah, well, you know, thanks for having me once again, Ray. So, you know, I'm a public adjuster of over a decade now. And I'd like to say I'm a Connecticut neighbor, too, because at the end of the day, I feel myself helping my neighbor first. And then I feel myself in the claims process simultaneously second. So everyone who owns a home may have this boring thing called an insurance policy that, you know, have you read it? Have I read it? It's questionable, right? We all have things to do. The Connecticut life is very busy. We wake up, we go, fast food. What is prevalent, right? We're on the run. So much things are happening. So who's going to take their time to say, let me go study my insurance policy? So I noticed that a lot of insurance reading is reactive instead of proactive. That can cost you your home, right? This was a contract that was relative to your home being protected under certain conditions, under certain margins. And if you didn't write the contract or read the contract, and now you're transacting in a claim. What's going on, right? How do you know your rights? How do you walk out the house without knowing your rights in America? How do you not know your rights in the claim? So if you don't know where your rights are, you don't know how to get your entitlements. You don't know how to look into what you deserve. And that can cost you your home. And you don't want that. Everyone loves their home. So as a claims adjuster, we are proactive. We are ready. We are experienced. We are already waiting to help you. We know your policy. We know standard policies, HO3s, HO5s, HO4s, HO6s. These are condos, renters, dwelling policies, homeowners policies. There's different endorsements. So we will be that player on your team to help you win your claim and act as if you just studied your claim all night.
Yeah,
but
well, it's
you can
true.
Go ahead and move your life forward. So that's how we serve the homeowner.
You're right about the insurance because we don't tend to get into the nitty gritty or have the time to really even understand our policies, even if it's financial investments, for example. You say, read the prospectus. Nobody reads the prospectus. We just don't have those time.
I just got done reading one the other day.
It's very true. That's right. So Lamar, I want to ask you a question too about how this operates. So sadly enough, you know, we live in New England. It's not Florida. We don't have hurricanes all the time, but we do. We're not in Oklahoma and Kansas, but we do get tornadoes and bad thunderstorms. And sure enough, there's flooding. We do have rivers. We do have the ocean, right here. But also we have fire, and we have condominiums, we have clustered housing, two family, three family, four unit housing as well. When it comes to the fire and the policy, how do you go in and in your world, as a technician with the restoration, how do you examine the building? How do you go in there and say, you need to have more replaced? It's not just a matter of your walls and your wood or whatever. You really look at the entire building.
Right. We go in there first and foremost. Before I became, I took a few courses in my early days as a public adjuster, and one of them was a fire and smoke restoration technician through the IICRC. So they trained you. They say you approach the house, you know, the determined scope, it could be, it's a matter of opinion. You go in there, you look at the type of burn that may have suffered. It could be alligator char, it could be a smoldering fire. And those factors really determine scope. How fast the fire was put out? Was it low oxygen? How did the smoke spread? We really look at the joists, we look at the framing of the house, if that were exposed via the fire department. And those are some of the methods of how we use to say, hey, this framing, for example, would need to be sanded, you know, blasted, sealed, because in the summer, you know, it might reek. The heat really brings out that smell. So it was very specific training that got me to be able to determine, you know, what type of fire it was, what the scope may be, because insurance companies, their main goal may be to save the money. They, you know, to save the money, to hold on, to retain the money. They hold on. They're a business, and they work by quarter, and that plays a factor in what they're willing to cover. So we come in there, we eradicate all that, and we, as soon as we're on a file, they know, the insurance companies, they know that, hey, okay, we're not going to play too many games with this client, because they have their paperwork in order. So, but we do handle more than fire. We handle also, you brought up hurricanes, and that's another educational statement I can make, because we got to be careful about the deductibles on those, because the hurricane deductible is quite larger than a regular $5, $10 deductible. So, you brought up flooding. That keyword alone can deny coverage. Insurance company. It comes down to some semantics as well. We just match what happened to what's in the policy, to what the conditions may be to keep the claim covered. But those are some of the steps we take specifically with fire to establish coverage there.
Yeah. By the way, we just learned a new term, alligator char. I never heard that before. I'm going to try to find another way to use that in some other format. But one thing that people forget with smoke and damage from fire, whether it's chimney fire, you know, whatever the case, be electrical fire, is water damage. I mean, you had to put the fire out. So there's additional damage to stop the damage, right?
Yes. Yes.
Correct.
And fire departments, of course, because you're familiar with them and how they go about fire, you know, mitigation and try to stop the fire, they sometimes pump a lot of water into a house. I mean, you can have
a little fun. They have a little fun.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. So I guess you're laughing, but it's, you know, to the homeowner too, this is also, when you work with someone, devastating. It's trauma. I mean, absolutely. Anybody, and I've had, you know, we've all known somebody who's had flooding in their house, or they've had fire damage. You know, it's a traumatic experience. You feel very much endangered. So Damon and Lamar, I'm going to ask you both to answer this, you know, in your ways. How do you work with the emotional capacity of a homeowner? Because these are people who are traumatized.
Absolutely. It's the unspoken, unseen part of the file that the paper doesn't reveal. And, you know, the emotional upbringing that the unforeseen event causes is contagious amongst everyone. And, you know, I just to share a personal experience, I was a fire loss in Bridgeport, and I went to go meet and, you know, send, you know, condolences to the family and greet them in. They had a couple bags in their hands, big, heavy, hefty trash bags. And I said, let me get those for you. And they said, no. I said, please. They said, you don't. And they said, our dogs are in these bags, because they never made it out. And these are, that's just one realistic, very heavily emotional part of a bigger story a bigger story of getting the whole house back. So how do you handle that? Well, me, I had to do some lifestyle changes for my mental health. I had to get more in depth with just breath work and all that stuff that can alleviate me. As far as the homeowner, I show up for the homeowner. I give them that feeling that they have more of a guide on their journey home. There's a fork in the road in this career where you can look at the paperwork and you can just push it, and that's it. Or you can actually understand that this family actually went through something. I went through a claim too, so I understand, and that lets you set very realistic expectations for the homeowner. Also, it allows you to be able to answer questions that they may have that aren't about the claim. Like, how do I, like, I had trouble sleeping last night. What do I do? Right. And I let them know that's common. Usually after 3 or 4 days, it gets better. 4 or 5 days, they say, "Thank you for that. I didn't know." Or I'll say, "Hey, the good news is the hotel I'll send you to has a beautiful continental 5-star breakfast. At least we're not cooking for the next couple of days. And I'll work on getting everything going there. We'll get you an allowance for some clothes. We'll get you an allowance for..." So we set them up to where we alleviate the humanitarian rights, the food, shelter, all that stuff. And then we walk them through their questions, because everyone has questions. And then we just put them at ease, and it's a long process, but we spoon feed that over the paperwork. No one asks us to do that, but that's our difference. On top of that, high acuity, go on our Facebook page. We have a couple fun loving videos, might make you smile, laugh, get to know me a little quicker. Might buy me some time, right, to get the file flushed. But we do these things because we need people to heal. Insurance may not heal your trauma, it might rebuild your home. So we just want to go a little above and beyond for you. It's healthy for all of us.
That's great. So, Lamar, I guess as Damon said, you're sort of a two-man Salvation Army.
Yes.
You're bringing the relief, you're bringing the supplies, but you bring a little bit of the spirituality and the kindness that walks people through this process. So you have to go in though and do business, but then you have to also work with the people and their emotions. And I bet when you're emotional, sometimes you're not rational. So how do you deal with a homeowner who says, "I can't understand. I mean, I just got stiffed by my insurance company," and they're angry. They're not just upset about the fire, or they're not upset about the damage from a tornado or wind damage or whatever happened in their house. They're angry. So how do you deal with the anger?
Well, I understand that I work for them first and foremost, and Damon said, yeah, we show up for them. So I deal with the anger in a few ways. One, my predominant way would be to walk them through the next steps. I notice that calms people. The anger comes from fear. And I notice if you understand what the next steps are in the future, it calms them down almost immediately, and then they match my energy because I harness their energy and use that to advocate. We're advocators to advocate for their cause, for their file. Like Damon mentioned, it's a very lengthy process at times, the claim process, bureaucracy. A fire could take 6 months to a year. We become friends by the end of that, the client and I. So the anger by the end, by a few months in, becomes, hey, where are we at with this process? I'm getting a little nervous. I'm getting a little angsty. I'm not really happy with where they put me in the place. We might have to move to a hotel, move to another ALE situation, additional living expenses. So I harness their anger and let them know this anger, I will bring this energy. I would advocate for you. But for our relationship, I just explain the next steps, and that really handles that calms their nervous system right on down.
Great. Well, in a few minutes that we have left here, what we want to do is tell people why they need to know about you, because this is like insurance. They may not need you this week, God forbid, but they may need you next month or next year. So to learn more about claims for you and to let other property owners, managers of residential property know about you, how can they find out more about you?
You can go on www.claimsforyoullc.com. You can go on www.ctfireadjusters.com. Lamar.
You could also reach out. We have a business number on that website. We have a WTNH partnership as well. If you want more education, we're on YouTube, partner with WTNH, just providing more education. So we're online, we're on LinkedIn, Lamar Tolles, Damon Tolles. We're on Facebook, Claims for You LLC.
And on WTNH, we've seen you there, and now you're on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast.
That's so wonderful.
It's terrific. Damon Tolles, Lamar Tolles, Claims for You LLC. Do not accept just what you see with the insurance that you have. Learn the details. Have an advocate. Have someone behind you for your business needs, your actual economic needs, for your family, and also for, obviously, friendship and emotional needs too, as they walk you through what could be a very difficult process in your life. Lamar and Damon, thank you so much for being on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Likewise.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson@quincham.com.